Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is great. I'm looking forward to this conversation because I was always impressed by this young man, and I can still call him that, just because of the disparity of age. Robert Smith joins us, running back for the Minnesota Vikings, 8 seasons, one of the 50 all-time greatest Vikings. I mentioned this before. I had the chance to be the guy in the back of the room and saying, you know, up next for the all-time greatest Vikings, Robert Smith, from whatever I was announcing back there. But Robert Smith joins me this morning to talk a little bit about what he's been doing, what's going on, and also I want to get his thoughts on the athletes today and some of those athletes who are making some very difficult decisions, as he did, walking away after just 8 seasons. Somebody said, Robert, that you left maybe $20 million on the table when you retired at the end.
Yeah, that's a lot of money to leave on the table. And I want to thank your producer, by the way, for playing The Cure, the little nod there with Robert Smith, the singer there. So
yes,
that was nice on the intro. Yeah, and you know, I think everybody's decision is a little bit different, but for me, you know, my 8th season was the only season that I didn't miss any games, and I still needed to have knee surgery after the year was done. So it was a difficult decision because I didn't want to leave the team. I had been with Denny and a bunch of the guys for eight years. But, you know, I was really thinking, when I am an older man, you can call me a young man. I don't feel it. I'm going to be 50 next year. So, you know, I knew that if I kept playing that I was going to be one of those early knee replacement guys. And now I can bend down and look at putts and run around with the kids every now and then and not have to worry about too much swelling.
You know, I think I read somewhere that, you know, these days he gets out of bed and he's able to hop to his feet and you feel pretty good about it. Was it about not wanting to continue to compromise your body? I can only imagine how an NFL player, especially a running back, just gets the heck beat out of them. You had some incredible rushes. I think you had some of the longest rushes for touchdowns in the NFL. And you did, what did I read? Make sure I get this right. Something like 1,521 yards leading the entire NFL. That's a lot of yards rushing.
Yeah, I mean, but again, you know, you're absolutely right. The running backs take punishment, and because of the nature of the first severe knee injury I had, I didn't just tear my ACL my rookie season. I also broke the bottom of my femur, which is the thigh bone, and did some damage to the cartilage there, and so had to have that cartilage repaired a couple of times. And that last knee surgery, actually after my last season, was also related to that injury. So yeah, you have some good times, but you really just have to take care of your body. And really, to me, if you know, no matter how much money a contract is, if you don't have quality of life, the type of quality of life that you want when you're done playing the game, is it really worth it?
Chatting with running back Roger Smith, Robert Smith. Jeez, Roger, where'd that come from?
Roger was a heck of a back. I don't want to take anything away from Roger.
Hey, but yeah, stepping away, 8 seasons as a Minnesota Viking, the only team for which you played. Well, I should say, do you say the Ohio State when people ask you?
I do say the Ohio State. You know, that's something that we started back in 94 because when I went, I would go back in the off seasons and I would work out there at Ohio State and take some classes. And they said, you know, we're changing or we're emphasizing the official name of the university, and it's the Ohio State University. So that following season, when we started doing the Monday night games, we would say the Ohio State University on the introduction.
Chatting with the 21st overall pick in the 1993 NFL draft, Robert Smith. He picked way ahead of Roger, whoever that
guy. Roger.
when you, people should know, I mean, we know that you still work football with the likes of Reese Davis and others at NFL Network. Do you still watch the game? Do you watch the game critically? I guess that's the question I want to ask.
I do have to watch the game critically, and now I'm actually with Fox. This is season coming up. That's okay. It's my fifth season coming up with Fox, and you know I was really excited. I've called at least one.
Oh, the
NFL
Big Ten.
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've called at least one NFL game over the last few seasons, and last year I had the chance to call two Vikings games. So, yeah, I definitely watch the game critically, and. It's really interesting, and it's much different than what you do in studio because you're watching games in between segments and you're kind of breaking things down and you're talking about who's going to discuss which aspect of the game that you want to discuss in that halftime or post-game show. But you have to do it on the fly when you're calling the game live, and that's an interesting challenge, especially with the different camera angles. It's going to be even more difficult this year for me actually with Fox because I'm going to be doing it from in studio in LA, so I'm not going to actually be at the game, so it's going to be an even more difficult challenge this year.
Are you still going to have you have a home in Southern Florida, correct?
Actually, no. I've been out of Florida since 2012, so now I live.
Oh, well, thanks for the updates. Gee whiz, who's giving me the info here?
I think Roger lives down in South Florida, I'm in Arlington, Texas, though.
Okay. All right. The young man from Euclid, Ohio. Do I have that part of it right anyway?
Yes, Euclid, Ohio. Right up on the lake, we border Cleveland on the east side, and
I want to get right on
beautiful Lake Erie.
The mistake on the lake, isn't that what they call Cleveland? I do believe
that's what they used to call Cleveland. Now with the Hall of Fame and the new basketball and baseball and football stadiums and arenas, I mean it's really a beautiful downtown area.
So now you were a part of the bass fishing tournament, Randy Moss's bass fishing tournament, correct?
I was. Straight bass, homie. It was a great event. And as you know, it was in honor of Sid Hartman and for a charity related to his grandson's condition. And, you know, just a pleasure to be back up and be on Lake Minnetonka. But, you know, for a guy like Sid and for Chad and his son Quentin, I mean, it was a great cause. Really excited to be a part of it.
Mike Max figures you probably were in third place in the tournament because he's pretty sure they finished in second after thinking.
We didn't even get a plaque. We didn't even get third. But we had a good time out there. We caught some good fish, but. You know, it was interesting. The timing couldn't have been worse with the storm because the storm was just as the tournament was supposed to start. So we had to delay the storm or delay the event until after the storm. But we got out there, got some decent fish.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for visiting with me. I wanted to get your thoughts on some of the athletes today that are stepping away from the game. We saw this with the Olympics, Naomi Osaka with the tennis tournament, just deciding that their mental well-being is more important. And I do appreciate and respect you for wanting to take care of your physical well-being and therefore be able to enjoy the life that you have afterwards. Thanks so much for the visit, Robert. Robert Smith, Minnesota Vikings, the 21st pick overall of the 1993 NFL draft, one of the 50 all-time greatest Vikings, joining me on WCCO Radio this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.